We are learning Maseches Tainis, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are middle of the Mishnayis that are brought in the beginning of the Perek Beis, and we up to the Mishnah that starts with the words Shalish Tainiyos, which is actually Mishnah Vav already in this Perek. So this is around 10 lines from the top. Shalish Tainiyos HaRishonis. The first Tainiyos, we know there's 3, 3, and 7. So now we're going to talk about the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beis Zav. We know that there are 24 Mishmaris of Kahanim, 24 families of Kahanim, groups of Kahanim, and every week a different Mishmar had a turn to do the Avodah. In the Mishmar, it was split up into 7 families, 7 Bati Avos, 7 different families, and every day it was a different family's job. So a Beis Zav did Avodah today. The Mishmar were there as a backup, and also they had a different day. So who do they all fast? Some of them fast. What's the halacha? So the first 3 tainiyos, which are the most cool of the tainiyos, because that's the first 3, which is only day fast, not the night before, doesn't have all the surim. So it's a more cool of the fast. So the anshe mishmar masanim lemishlimim, they fast a little bit, but they don't finish the fast, just in case they're going to be needed, just in case the overflow in the Beis HaMikdash, they might be needed, so they don't want them to be strong enough, so they don't finish the fast. Anshe Beis Av, which means the people are working today, actually. The Kahanim are actually doing Avodah today. Lo Yemesanim Kal, they didn't fast at all. That's the first 3. The next 3, Shalosh Shniyos. Anshe Mishmar Mesanim Ashlim. And the Anshe Mishmar fast, and they finish the fast, because the mice are not working today. It's only a backup. But Anshe Beis Av, Mesanim Ashlim. The Anshe Beis Av, who are, working today, they fast, but they don't finish the fast. Sheva Achron, is the last 7 fast, which are more chomer, according to this Tana, Eilu ve'elu mes'anim mashlimim. Both the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beis Av, who are doing Avodah today, finish the fast. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. But chomim argue, chomim rim, no. Shalosh Tainiyos Rishonis, which are the most cool dick, Eilu ve'elu lo'hoyu mes'anim klal. Both of them did not fast whatsoever. Shalosh Shniyos, the second 3. Anshe Mishmar, which means they're the backups for this week, mes'anim ve'loy mashlimim. They fast, but they don't finish. Anshe Beis Av, lohem misan al klal. They don't fast at all. They have to avoid it today. Sheva achroinois, Anshe Mishmar misan mashlim. The Anshe Mishmar complete the fast because the mice are not working today. Anshe Beis Av misan mashlim. The Anshe Beis Av are working today and doing avoid the mikdash. They fast, but they don't finish. So it comes out, according to Chumim, the Anshe Beis Av are doing avoid the never fast a complete day at all in all 13 fasts. And the Anshe Mishmar only complete a fast on the 7 Achronos, and the first 3, they all don't fast. That's what comes after the Chumim, and that's how we paskin in the Rambam. Zok the Gemara Vaita, the Mishnah Vaita, not a Mishnah, next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Zayin. Anshe Mishmar, now we're going to talk about something in the middle of this parak, there's nothing to do with Tainus. Once you mentioned about Anshe Mishmar, we're going to mention something else. The halacha is, someone who drinks wine is not allowed to work do avoida. Shuya yain, if a kohen drinks wine, he cannot do avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, Anshe Mishmar, mutar mustas yain belelos. They could drink wine at night, because at night they're definitely not going to be needed. Because at night there's never an overflow of avoida, and therefore, definitely the Beis Av will handle it. So they could drink wine at night. Avalei b'yom, not by day. Why? Because just in case there'll be a backup, they shouldn't drink any wine by day. So it means they can't drink wine that whole week of their Mishmar, they can't drink wine by day. Anshe Beis Av, loy b'yoyim b'loy b'layla. Anshe Beis Av are working, they work doing avodah side by day, side by night, they can't drink wine at all. Another halacha, Anshe Mishmar, Anshe Maimid. The Anshe Maimid is the people who stood and watched the Kahanim. There was a group of Kahanim, Levim, Israelim, and they davened on the carbon. They were shliach for Gans Klal Yisrael, because every Talmud, for example, is brought for everyone. And halacha is that a person will stand on his own carbon. And if he's not there, he has to have a shliach. So that they had appointed Maimid, people like my mothers. They came, and we'll talk about later in the Masechta, they came and they davened on the carbon. So they have a halacha that asurim l'saper l'chabes. They're not allowed to take a haircut that week or wash the clothing that week. Why? Because we want them to make sure they do it before they come to the Beis HaMikdash. Uvechamishi mutarim b'kavet Shabbos. But on Thursday, they're allowed to do it because that's the derech that they always took haircuts on Thursday. So that they could do even while they are in service as Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Maimon. The Gemara will talk about that later on, the parak a little more. Next Mishnah. Kol ha'kosuv Megillas Tainis, the Lemispad, all the Yom Tovim that were Neschadish of Megillas Tainis, like we learned the Masechta Rosh Hashanah about it a little bit, and we learned a little bit in this Masechta, Megillas Tainis are certain days where they made Yom Tovim. Example of Masechta Rosh Hashanah we had was the day they stopped putting Hashem's name in Ashtar, Medayantif, or the day that they won the goyim made gzeira and they took away the gzeira. They also made yontif. So those yom tovim, some of them it says you now have a hesped on that day. Let's say it's whatever day it was, gimel tovus. You now make a hesped that day. So the halacha is that lefanov is aser, the day before is aser as well to do a chizuk to show the hesped is aser, but la'akrav mutar, the day afterwards is mutar. That's tanakam. If the day itself is also behesped, the day before and the day after is also. They give it more chizik. The loyalist anna, if the day of yomtiv has more common, it's a bigger yomtiv that we said you can't fast that day, then lefon of la'achra mutter. The day before and the day afterwards is mutter. Lefon of asa la'achra mutter, because also again, you want to make it, give it the chizik. Give chizik to that day, to that, there are bottom the yomtiv, but give chizik to it. Therefore, they were masak, and even before, or maybe even afterwards, a certain halacha. So the yomtiv that only had an issa hesped, they made an hesped before, and afterwards is machlaikas. The days that you can't fast on, which is even a bigger yomtiv, they said that before and afterwards is mutter, and they said before is aser and afterwards is mutter. I guess the bigger the yomtiv, less chizuk it needs, and therefore you don't have to aser before and afterwards before man yama. Ein goes as Mr. goes next Mishnah. Ein goes in tainis al tzibur betchila bechamishi. When you have these three fasts, the first three fasts, you don't start on a Thursday. You start on a Monday. Why? Because if it started on a Thursday, that Thursday night, when they finish the fast, and there comes a mob on the stores, because they're buying for Shabbos and buying for the Tainis, the people are going to think, the store owner, they think there must be a drought coming. They know about the drought. We better hike up the prices. So they're going to hike up the prices. And when the prices go up, they don't come back down so fast. So therefore, they never start off fasting on a Thursday. So Ella, Sholish Tainis or Shainis is Shani v'chamishi v'shani. But the second group of three, by then they know already that there's fast coming up because they saw the first three fasts. So Shalosh Shniyah is Chamishi V'Shein Chamishi. It can start on a Thursday. Rabbi says no. Rabbi says, "K'shem she'ena Rishonis b'Chamishi, kach le'Shniyah le'Achronis." You don't start any of them on a Thursday. Why not? So the Beis Yosef says the pshat is like this. I read the lashon. It's in the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Beis. Says Ma'achar she'esh hefzik zman ben tainis elu le'elu ena oilim. This is a hepsik. They don't remember about tainis. They always have to start tainis on Monday because they forget. And they can think again, it's a price, we have to raise the prices because there's a shortage. Zok, the last Mishnah. Ein goizrim tainis al tzibur b'rosh chodeshim. When the goizer are tainis, they should never start on a Rosh Chodesh. We can all fast on Rosh Chodesh. V'chanukah v'purim. V'im v'schilu. But if they started the group of fasts before, and it lands up now on a Chanukah v'purim, or on a Rosh Chodesh, ein mafsikim, we don't stop at the wrong meal. You don't stop the fast. Why not? So Rashi speaks out that Rosh Chodesh, the reason why you're not a fast, is called a mayid. But he says, the mindset, if you started before, ein mafsikim, the afikav the ikri mayid, l'ksib be'yoy mishtav v'simcha. Don't say yoy mishtav v'simcha, that lashon by therefore, you can make I Chanukah and Purim. The Shas says the Pshat is because only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon, therefore, this fast will supersede it as long as it's made before. All right, Meir, Avish Omar Agmil, Emaf Sikim, that you don't stop and you do fast. Moido, Emaf Shlim. It's Moido, you don't finish the fast. It's the same idea. If Tisha B'Av ever falls on Erev Shabbos, in the days when there were Kadosh Beriah, it was possible to have a Tisha B'Av that fell on Erev Shabbos. If it fell on Erev Shabbos, they did not complete the fast. Why not? Because the Gemara in the Erev explains, this man never holds, a Rameyer at least, that you're not supposed to come into Shabbos while you're ma'unah, while you're in pain. And therefore, he did not complete the fast. We do not pass like that. We don't pass like this man. And therefore, by a Sarva Tevis Taka, we fast straight into Shabbos, and we don't pass like that you're not mashlimim. That's the end of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah of the whole parak. Now the Gemara is going to go and explain all the parts of Mishnah. So the beginning of the first Mishnah we learned, that you take out the Aron HaKodesh into the town square, and they put Eifa Makla on top of it, and they daven. Break the Gemara, fill of a Kamaisa. Do you even do this the first three fasts, or the second three fasts, both of them? For a minute, that's your Kashma Braisa. Sholish tiniest rishonis vishniyas nichnosim lebeis haknesses. You go into the shul and mispalim derech shvalim kol shana. You go into the shul and you daven like you daven all year round. Kol shana kula uveshava achroinos. But the last seven metzianas ateva lerechayva shalir. You bring it out into the town square. Vnoisim eifal gavi ateva. You put ashes on top of the teva. Uveroish hanosi. Here it says eifer without eifer makla. So here it can mean even dirt. You put it on top of the arnkayish. Uveroish hanosi. Uveroish avezdin. Vcholecha vecha noitav noisim roishay. Rav Nosson argues, Rav Nosson remember, Eifer Makla him avim. Dafka Eifer Makla. That's me, Dafka Ashes. So what's the kasha? We thought the Mishnah was going on everything, and here we see Dafka, this Sheva Achronos, you bring out the Teva into the town square. I'm like, Papa, you're right. The Mishnah is going on the Sheva Achronos and not on the first six. So this Bryce is mafurish that this din of Teva and the davening is going Dafka on the last seven. So Tais has a kasha, the Gemara before was muching if you have it in Chaf Dala Brachos on the middle three. Gemara was not so sure. Why the Chorot's first of Brysa? So Taisa's answer is that this Brysa is only talking about the way they daven, where they daven, like outside with the Teva, doesn't say anything about the 24 Brachas, and therefore wouldn't be arrived from this Brysa that that Shaila we had before. Lamaisa comes out before, Ikka Sheet is the only time you have 24 Brachas, Taka only this last seven Tainas. With Rosh HaNasi, it says you put mashes on the Rosh HaNasi, on the head of the Nasi. V'hada Tani, kol Echa v'Echa Noito v'Nosim v'Rosh. Then it says that every person puts it on his head. So what happens first? First you put on the Rosh HaNasi and the Rosh HaBezdin, and then the town folk put it on their own heads. And Shiloh is, why is it that order? I saw Kasha, but time went to the Brisa. Rebbe Eimer, Begadulo, when it comes to Gadulo, Maskilim La Gadol, you start with the Gadol. Uvil Kakala, Maskilim La Katan. When it's not a good thing, you start with the Katan. Example, Begadulo, Maskilim La Gadol, Shnevis in the Pasik, Vayyayim Mashal Arim Velozov Lesama, that what? That certain halachas, Rashaychem al Tifro, Ugdechem Lesifremu, he's talking about when another of you were nifter, he said you shouldn't tear your clothing. And so you see, first to Moshe, then Aaron, then Elazar, then Esamah. That's the order. Because when it comes to a mitzvah, it goes in that order. Rashi actually brings a different pasuk. The pasuk right afterwards, Davidah, Moshe, Aaron, Ve'el Elazar, Ve'el Esamah, Bonav and Esarim, Kechua, Samincha, and Esaris. And the Rashash explains why Rashi likes the second pasuk better. Because the first pasuk says Vit. It says Ula Elazar, Ula Esamah. Yeah, it doesn't say, it says like this. El Aaron, Ula Elazar, Ula Esamah. I thought you were Pshat, but the Rashash is like this. Here it says Ula Elazar, maybe it's all the same time. But there it says LLL, so then it sounds like it's different times. Like upon him, you see by Gedula, you start with the Gadol, with Moshe, then Aaron, and Elazar Yisamah. Uvil Klala, Maschim Lekatan, Dama Mar, Betchilin Skal Nachash. First, the Nachash got a Klala. We find when by the Eitz Adas, so Nachash got a Klala first, V'achach Nesgal Chava, V'achach Nesgal Adam. That was the order. Because you go from the Katan to the Gadol. So the Kash is here by the Eifer, why do we do the Gedolim first? And for the Gemara, ho chashivus ledu. This is chashivus. The army lehu. What are you putting ashes there? He's saying atun chashivus leboyel rachma kuliyama. You are chash enough to daven for all of us and be a kapara of all of us. Therefore, we do it to you first. One more Gemara, continuation of the same Indian, but says v'chol echa v'echa noito v'noisim v'roisha. So it's meduik in the Mishnah like this: nasi ba'av bezdin. Nami, the kash, makes it the kash. Whereas Nasi v'Abezdin, Nami nishku inu, let them take the ashes themselves, and nishku v'Rashah, put it on the head. Maishna, why the first two things, everyone takes it and puts it on their head. Maishna, the shakl inish achrina marachlu, and by themselves, the yechidim, townsfolk, do it themselves. Why did Abezdin get like service that the Eifer Makhlas put on their head, and the rest of people put it on themselves? It's not doim with someone who gets embarrassed himself. He puts the ash on himself. It's embarrassing, but it's not so bad. Someone else puts it on your head, it's even more embarrassing. And it's more agus nefesh. And Rashi explains that because they're chashiv, so that you get even more embarrassed. A regular guy, someone else does it to him, that's not so embarrassing. But for a chashiv person, someone else puts the ash on your head, that's very embarrassing. And therefore, we want to do that from agus nefesh. The more agus nefesh, the better. Where do you put the ashes exactly? The place where you put tefillin. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, losum la vele tzion. Losum pe'er. You put pe'er tachas efer. This is going to be la osid lava. We're going to get the pe'er tachas efer. Pe'er is the tefillin instead of the efer. So you see, it's in the exact same pot. The pasuk goes further. Pe'er tachas efer. Shem and sosin tachas evel. Good things are going to happen. One of the good things that happen is we're going to put the pe'er takas eifer. And pe'er, like the pasuk pe'er chavish alacha, means the tefillin. And instead of the eifer, we'll put the pe'er. So you see, where do you put the ashes? But the makom, but you put in the makom of the tefillin, which is called pe'er. That's where you put the ashes.